The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
The Braves and Dodgers on Sunday Night Baseball. Buster Olney going to be a part of the coverage. He joins us right now on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. Buster, always a pleasure having you on. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Good to talk with you guys. Excited to come to town.
And speaking of exciting, this is the time where we all love baseball, but this is the time of the year where it really starts to get exciting as we near the All-Star break. And this is one exciting homestand for the Braves, needless to say.
Yeah, and especially because, you know, after the 14-game winning streak, now to be tested, you know, against the Giants, to be tested against the Dodgers, run up to, you know, the games that we're all excited about when they play the Mets going forward, I don't want to say litmus test. I think that would be overstating it, but it certainly gives you an idea of sort of where they stand given, you know, the general preeminence of the Dodgers in the National League over the last 9 years.
Buster Olney is our guest on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. And Buster, I think it's more than fair when you talk about a team in the Braves that played 29 games against teams under 500. They went 21-8, and that is absolutely great. But now it's really a matter of, did they really fix their fifth spot in the rotation? Is center field now sewn up by Michael Harris II? This is really a good test to see if they were able to get things rolling in the right direction moving forward.
Right, and how will their offense do, you know, which, and obviously the turnaround has been built on the fact that a lot of the guys who didn't hit in April have been hitting of late. You know, will those guys carry it into against a better pitching staff? You know, I don't know exactly, or but, you know, no official announcement has been made, but I think we're going to get Tony Gonsolin for the Dodgers. You know, he's been one of their surprise guys this year. An outstanding season, and that'll be a challenge for you know, the Braves hitters. And I think we're going to get Spencer Strider on Sunday night. And I remember watching him pitch for the first time this year. I did the game on radio on opening night there in Atlanta. And my son, who I've told you before, is a huge Braves fan. Like, I texted him, like, watch that guy. Like, that guy's stuff is so ridiculous. You know, I was talking with a scout with another team recently. And he said, you know, 1 through 5, that's the best Braves rotation I've seen in a long time, where every night, you know, they've got a guy they can send out on the mound who can beat opposing teams with pure stuff.
And obviously, Strider, it's a matter of him, and he's talked about it, adding and trusting a couple of other pitches as a starter when they're working. That fastball is that much faster, needless to say, Buster.
There's no doubt. And look, it'll be interesting to see if he can do that during the course of the season. You know, for a lot of pitchers, it would normally take longer than that. But if what you're getting out of your number five guy is a ridiculously high strikeout rate with very few hits allowed, you know, typically 5-6 innings, that's plenty. Like, that's a lot better than most teams and where they stand in their number five spot. Especially when you're talking about, you know, Max Fried being so good. Kyle Wright, it's been fun for me as a Vanderbilt graduate to see his ascendance this year, coming off that, you know, great appearance in the World Series last year. When you got guys in front of rotation that are going to give you those type of innings, then, you know, having a guy at the number five spot who typically is going to give you five, six innings, you can deal with that. Like, you can handle that a lot better than, say, having five guys where you're constantly having to fill in, you know, 3 to 4 innings every single night with your bullpen.
Buster Olney is our guest on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. And let me bring that up, because I think when you talk about that starting five in the rotation, what's so different about this Braves group is they all have strikeout stuff. I think a lot of this comes back to, what's Charlie Morton going to round into form with? Because he has typically been one of those guys that it may not be great in May, it may not be great in April, but by September, October, that's when you start to see the really high-end Charlie Morton.
Yeah, and he got off to the slow start this year, as with all players. I remember Derek Jeter once saying this, like, when you slump and you're in your, you know, mid to late 30s, everyone is wondering, okay, is that it? And that was true with Charlie at the beginning of the year. You're like, boy, he's put a lot of mileage on that arm. You know, is this the beginning of the end? He's not going to be able to turn around. But it was actually during a game against the Mets And I remember hearing Ron Darling doing the game on the Mets broadcast, and he said, second inning, he made an adjustment on that curveball. He found something in that curveball. And I swear to you guys, like, since that night, it's like Charlie's a different pitcher. Like, whatever, you know, he needed to do with that breaking ball, that night, he turned it around. I think he even lost that game, but he found a solution within that game. And shoot, if you get, you know, Charlie Morton also, when you got Max Fried being as good as he is, Kyle Wright being as good as he is, you don't need Charlie Morton to contend for a Cy Young Award. You know, you can have Charlie Morton, you know, be a number two type guy, and because he's always going to compete and he's always going to be a challenge for even good offensive lineups.
Your counterpart there at ESPN, Jesse Rogers, wrote the piece about the closed-door meeting that they had in Arizona, and Brian Snicker didn't yell at him. He just said, look, we're a better team than this, and they've only lost twice since then. And I'm sure you being around the game as long as you have, you know, you've talked about many closed-door meetings. You really got to be careful with those, do you not? Because sometimes they can backfire.
Absolutely. And when I covered Joe Torre, when I covered the Yankees for the New York Times, he would always attempt to time his team meetings with when they were going to play bad teams. Because he felt like, you know what, you don't want to have a big team meeting and then all of a sudden you go out and you get one hit by Pedro Martinez that night. No, so he would choose that. And I haven't gotten a chance to talk to Snit since that article came out. I am going to this weekend, but I kind of wonder if there was a little bit of that case, because if you were going to hold a team meeting and try to cajole the players, that would be the beginning of a stretch of games that you would want to do that, where, you know, you're playing teams that aren't that great. And by the way, I think when anybody talks about success against bad teams, that's not, in my eyes, diminishing what the team accomplished, because all you can do is play the teams that are in front of you. And if you absolutely beat the tar out of really bad teams, that's what you're supposed to do. And, you know, give the Braves credit for doing that during this run.
And you're facing, needless to say, major league players. Case in point, Chicago, you start that series losing 10 straight and you take 2 out of 3. You can't assume anything just because a team has a losing record. You're still dealing with the best of the best.
Right. That's exactly right. Although I would say in 2022, with a number of teams tanking, that it's a little bit easier than it is in other seasons. But you're right. You never know. I mean, shoot, I was watching that game last Friday with my son, and we were, you know, he was all excited. The Braves were going for win number 15, and then all of a sudden the Wrigley Field win. You see it coming in, it completely changed the trajectory of that game. You just never know in baseball, whether it's an opposing starting pitcher or win conditions in Wrigley Field, something can change.
Buster Olney of ESPN is our guest on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. And Buster, talking about this upcoming weekend with two of the better shortstops in the game, with Trey Turner and Dansby Swanson, that you can make the argument it's probably been the Braves' best all-around player over the course of this season. Both of those guys, I think about the deals that were given out to Seager last year for 10 years and $325 million, and what Lindor got at 10 years. I think you're going to see a lot of these shortstops getting some of these monster deals moving forward, because both these guys are still 27, 28 years old.
Yeah, and throw Carlos Correa potentially into that mix in this offseason, because he can opt out of his contract, and he's still in his mid-20s. I spent some time last week actually asking around with, you know, teams, like, where do you see the market this winter for those guys? I don't think there's any question, because Trey Turner has demonstrated himself to be year after year after year, you know, potentially an elite offensive player. He's going to get a whopper deal. And I've wondered if, you know, Dansby winds up walking away and signing someplace else, is Trey Turner going to be a guy the Braves are going to talk to? They certainly, because they have Acuna locked in, because they have Matt Olson locked in, it would seem that they potentially might have some financial flexibility to invest in a shortstop. Is that going to be Trey Turner? If not, Dansby. You know, has Dansby now, in the eyes of evaluators around baseball, demonstrated that, you know, how good he can be offensively? Because to this point, I think you guys would agree, he's absolutely reliable, steady defender, as good as they are at shortstop, but the offense has gone up and down. This year has been an eye-opener, I think, in the eyes of some evaluators about how good he can be at the plate.
Well, we know this, Buster Olney. If Alex Anthopoulos decides to do anything, no one's going to know. Do you know of anybody else, and I'm sure you can come up with a couple of names, that has been so good and not letting anything leak out like Alex Anthopoulos is?
There are definitely teams. I mean, off the top of my head, I can't give you like a list of teams, but I will tell you that so many times now when you speak with general managers, they will grade their own organizations about whether or not stuff gets out. And they really look down on other organizations that aren't able to do that. You know, they'll say, well, you know, we're going to be talking to so-and-so, but, you know, that stuff gets out of there all the time, and there's a level of frustration. But you're right. You know, think about all those trades that they made last year, the business that they have. It's something that teams really take pride in now. And if they're of social media and, you know, folks like myself making phone calls and texting and trying to figure out what everybody's doing.
Buster, we appreciate the time as always. We'll see you when you come to town this weekend.
I can't wait, guys. Take care.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.